Watch, pro-open borders protesters joined by Muslims shouting Allahu Akbar in Dublin. By Peter Catalan, February 9, 2023. A group of Muslims shouting Allahu Akbar marched behind a demonstration in favor of Ireland's open borders approach to immigration on Monday. A small demonstration supporting the Irish government's open borders policies was joined by a group of Muslims holding signs protesting Quran burning while chanting Allahu Akbar. The march was dwarfed by another demonstration nearby protesting against mass immigration, which was attended by thousands demanding that the country reduce the number of refugees and asylum seekers it is taking in. In a video shared by Lakayla, the progressive group that helped organize the pro-migrant demo, the small group of Islamic protesters could be seen marching behind the protesters holding banners in support of open borders. The men can be heard shouting a number of Islamic slogans in the footage, including the infamous Allahu Akbar, while brandishing signs denouncing Quran burning as hate speech. "We love Quran," read one sign, while another said that "we won't tolerate Islamophobia." The far left is acting as an aircraft carrier for Islamic extremism into Ireland and should now be reassessed as a security threat, president of the Irish Freedom Party Herman Kelly told Breitbart Europe regarding the footage. "Only a policy of controlled and vetted immigration will make Ireland safer," he continued. "Ireland needs thousands of poverty-stricken Muslim extremists like it needs a hole in the head." It is unclear whether or not the men screaming the Islamic slogans were taking part in the Open Borders March, or were attending another demonstration. Breitbart Europe has approached Lakayla for comment. Although the pro-Open Borders protest received plenty of coverage in the Irish media, the NGO-linked demo was completely dwarfed by a much larger protest march against Ireland's mass immigration platform. With the country having taken in over 80,000 refugees and asylum seekers in 2022 alone, the country has seen a sudden surge in protests over the last number of weeks, with many extremely concerned as to the volume of migrants arriving into the country of only 5 million people. Monday's demo represented one of the largest of its kind so far, with the Irish Times reporting thousands of people turning out to protest the country's mass migration policies. "We're sick of being called racists, we are sick of being called liars," one speaker at the demonstration, Gavin Pepper, said. "We're out for our kids and our families." Many of the protesters also took issue with the country's legacy media, who have repeatedly linked the ongoing demonstrations to a shadowy far right in the country. Such a sentiment appears to be shared by the general public, with a poll released on Sunday showing that a plurality of people now believe that the country's media are biased in favor of refugees and against those with concerns. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.